Watch, since Hawk runs the Power Trip Quotes account, none of my quotes will make it.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Who does run it?
Hawkey. I don't know.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 15. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And on today's episode, we are going to do a full bets update. We got a lot of open bets. They're starting to stack up, so we're going to run through all of them and kind of give you an update where they're all at. We've got three great quotes for you this week, as usual. And then in your thoughts this week, we're going to go over Tommy's notes. It's been several weeks since we've done a Tommy's notes update, and so I kind of narrowed it down to the top 10 list. I think there were damn near 50 of them. And
well, I was going to say, he has like 20 a week, and most of them aren't even on the Power Trip Morning Show anymore.
So I got that list narrowed down to about 10 of some of the better moments of Tommy over the last few weeks. And then we'll finish up talking about the new After Party podcast and kind of give our thoughts on the hot new girlfriend, the After Party podcast. So, but we do have one item that we need to settle before we start the podcast tonight, and that is it's kind of a question of jurisdiction, and maybe we should have had lawyer Lambert on the podcast this evening with us, but they keep talking about doing the Vegas drink list for the trip in March. Like, each member of the Power Trip is going to have like their drink. And then on Friday, everybody's supposed to order all the drinks on the list after the show, get completely hammered. So it occurred to me that one of us kind of needs to be responsible for, you know, maintaining the list of what the official Power Trip drinks are. On one hand, you're kind of the list guy, and you know, this isn't really a bet, it's not gambling related, and you're more the list guy. On the other hand, Vegas is kind of my thing, and it's my jurisdiction, and so I feel like, you know, there's kind of like an argument to be made for me on the Vegas side of things. So what are you thinking? Is this more your jurisdiction or mine?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably yours, just because you're the Vegas expert. You know, I'm willing to do the legwork. You obviously do a lot more of the legwork for the podcast and everything. So if you want me to take care of it, I'll take care of it. Otherwise, it's kind of in your hands.
All right. Well, we'll see how the list evolves. We'll see when everybody gets their like official drinks in, and maybe we need an official Bets and Quotes drink for the Vegas trip. What is I think I'm usually a white Russian guy when I'm out there. Like, you know, I don't know if it's I inspire the Big Lebowski or the Big Lebowski inspired me, but I like a good white Russian. What's your drink of choice?
Well, if I'm drinking beer, and especially like in a sports book all day, it's going to be Coronas.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise, if I'm going hard liquor, I'm going Coke and rum. So maybe there's a way that we can kind of, you know, weld our two favorite drinks together somehow and make a Bets Quotes bomb or something.
Oh, there you go. That I like that idea. We'll have to go with something like that, because I can definitely hit the Coronas all day too. Push that lime down in the bottle, shake it up, and I'm ready to go. So
yeah, maybe we do a Corona, and then, you know, the gap from the top of the bottle to the beer level, you just fill it up with white Russian just as a little, you know, party starter there.
Oh yeah. I'm itching already, and all this Vegas talk and gambling. Oh yeah, it's hard to believe it's 5 months away, but it'll get here. So, and there's a better transition into the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
All right, this week on the bets update, we're going to do a full rundown of all the open bets because there are quite a few. And from time to time, I'll tweet out like a list of the current open bets. But I thought it'd be fun to just walk through all of them and kind of give an update where we're at with all of them. So the first one is the Browns over under 6 wins, where hockey has to get to 7 to avoid losing because this is a punishment bet. Corey has to have 5 or under to avoid losing. And if they hit 6 exactly, both hockey and Corey lose this bet. The Browns have had every opportunity to win this for hockey, and they have just shot themselves in the foot left and right. They're currently sitting at, I believe, 2-4-1, if I remember right. It's 2-3-1 or 2-4-1. I don't think they've had a bye week yet, so it must be 2-4-1. 4 overtime games. They managed to win only one of those, so Hawk only gets credit for one. And I took a peek at their schedule upcoming. Yeah, they're through the easy part of their schedule. They've got a ton of difficult games upcoming the rest of the way. So I think we're looking at definitely a hockey loss here. And I think the main question will be whether or not the Browns can pull off 4 wins. Your thoughts on the Browns?
Yeah, hockey is for sure going to be watching some World Series of Poker action here in November or whenever it happens. But, you know, obviously we are all cheering for the 6 wins and the push from the start. So, we're going to kind of need a miracle. I know they play Pittsburgh this week and, you know, the Ravens are really tough in their division too. Yeah, if they could have pulled out a couple of these overtime games, it would start to look really good. But, as you said, the easiest part of their schedule is in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I definitely think that they're in a whole heap of trouble to try and get to 6. They definitely seem like about a 3 or 4 win team looking at the rest of that schedule. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe they traded away their Carlos Hyde, and now they've got Nick Chubb. Maybe that energizes them or brings a little different juice to the team or something. But, it's going to be tough to get to that magic number of 6. But I know the Rubes will be out there cheering for it, so cause it'd be fun to see both Corey and Hawk lose that, because of course the punishment is, like you mentioned, Hawk with the World Series of Poker, and Corey is the psychic reading, which would be incredible radio. So especially if they did it on the After Party podcast, but of course Corey's not allowed to make fun of the psychic while he's getting the reading, so I guess it wouldn't really matter whether it's on Power Trip or After Party. But
that's true.
Yeah. The next two bets I'll kind of do as one because they're both Gopher over-under wins. So the first was the Gophers over-under 5.5 wins, and that's between Tommy and Sauce. So Sauce is under 5.5, and Tommy is over 5.5 wins for $100. And then Kenzemius and Sauce is over-under 6.5 wins, so they would have to have to get to 7 for Kenzemius to win that, and Sauce would have 6 and under, and that's also for $100. And I can tell by your giggle that bet is it's almost mathematically over at this point. Kenzemius he can only lose one more game the rest of the year. Tommy has 2 losses to give, but quite honestly, this one's looking like $200 for Sauce.
Yeah, you could really say that they have 2 possible, you know, winnable games here out of their last 5. This is their next 5 weeks, Indiana, Illinois, which are both, I think, is somewhat winnable games. And then you got Purdue, Northwestern, and then Wisconsin. So, it's not looking good. I would definitely, honestly, I think they probably win one more game. Either the Illinois or the Indiana game. I think they're both kind of coin flip games. I can't see them beating Purdue or Northwestern or obviously Wisconsin.
Yep, they would need to get to 6 for Tommy. And I just, like you said, there's 2 potential wins there, but that still only gets him to 5, and he'd have to pull off one of the other 3. So, you know, anything can happen. That's why they play the games. But, you know, if I had to bet on this one at this point, I think Sauce is definitely staring at $200. So the next bet is the Tommy and Corey core versus 4, where Tommy said he could nail 3 of the 4 NCAA playoff teams, and he got 5 selections to do that. He went with Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and from that list, Alabama and Clemson look like virtual locks. Ohio State was looking good, and then they played Purdue. and things have gone south for them.
Yeah.
Wisconsin looks just not great at all. I think the only chance Tomers has here is if Georgia can kind of run the table. I think if Georgia can run the table, they should get into the playoff because they're one of the one-loss teams. And I think they're currently sitting right around 7 or 8. So I think that's Tommy's path, is just have Alabama and Clemson do their thing and Georgia run the table. Because as far as I can see, Ohio State and Wisconsin are dead.
Yeah, I kind of put Bama and Clemson, you know, they're both 1-2 in the nation right now, undefeated. I figure them as locks. So really, he's got three teams left, Ohio State and Wisconsin. You got to hope that one of them at least gets into the Big Ten championship game against Michigan. You know, and if either of those two teams win out and win the Big Ten championship game, you got to like their odds to make the Final Four there, kind of with that group between, you know, third ranked and, you know, even 15th ranked is kind of just muddy right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So these conference championship games are really going to make the difference. So I kind of like the backdoor chance of Ohio State or Wisconsin getting in through the Big Ten championship and kind of getting that last spot in the playoff there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. This is definitely one that's not over by any stretch of the imagination. And that, of course, is a $100 bet. So $100 on the line there between Corey and Tommy. The next one that we're tracking, even though it's not officially a Power Trip bet, but I always kind of keep track of PA's bets, especially if he does them on the air. I don't always – every once in a while he'll mention a bet that he made off the air, and it's like, well, I'm not really going to track that because I didn't know about it. So, but PA and Charch took a bet on one of the Friday football feasts. PA said the Patriots are not going to go undefeated in the division, and Charch said they were. And it's only a $20 bet. So far, the Patriots have only played one divisional game. That was against the Dolphins in Foxborough, and the Patriots knocked that one out. So they are 1-0. So PA's got 5 more opportunities, including this weekend. If the Buffalo Bills somehow miraculously knock off the Patriots, PA would cash on that bet. Otherwise, he'll be down to 4 more opportunities. The thing is, that division is just awful. Those teams are bad. The Jets looked like they could maybe do something earlier in the year when they had that impressive win at Detroit. You know, the Dolphins looked like maybe they had something going. They got off to kind of a hot start. Tannehill was looking good. And now all 3 of those teams look like they're right back to being the awful teams that they have been. So we'll see if maybe one of them can maybe sneak a win at home or something, but I got to like Charch's chances in that bet.
Yeah. The NFC East or the AFC East has been the worst division in football for, you know, it's absolutely embarrassing. You know, obviously the Patriots have been good since forever, but they really haven't had any competition in that division for the last 10 years.
None. It's pathetic. It makes you wish the Vikings were somehow transplanted in that division in place of the Patriots, but no such luck. Instead, we get Khalil Mack and Snacks Harrison traded to our division. Beautiful.
Yeah, great.
The next one is one of my favorite bets, is Corey bet hockey that Fox's The Cool Kids does not get picked up for a second season by any network. And they bet a large McDonald's fry that has to be delivered during the show. I love this bet. I went checking for some news on this because I was curious about, like, you know, how are the ratings going? Are people watching the show or what? They announced about a week ago that the Cool Kids actually did get picked up for a full season. So it's like 9 more episodes to finish out their first full season, which you would kind of expect from a show that you anticipate, you know, that you start in the fall. You'd kind of hope it makes it to the end of the year. But obviously that's a good sign for hockey that, you know, it did get extended to its full year. So we'll have to wait till kind of the end of the season in the spring and see how the ratings are and see where it's at. And we'll see if it gets picked up. But that's at least a little bit of news there. And I just want to see the large fry delivered during the show. I think that'll be a nice little bit when that bet gets paid off.
Yeah, it's more like the inconvenience of having to pick up like a large, you know, hot McDonald's fries and bring it into the studio. I really like that bet.
Absolutely. Next one is Corey bets Hawk that the Twins' new manager will be a first-time Major League Baseball manager. That's a $20 bet. And all signs are pointing to Corey is going to easily win that bet. because it doesn't even sound like the Twins have interviewed anybody that's ever managed at the major league level before. I've been listening to Gleeman a little bit, and it doesn't seem like it's even anywhere on the radar that they're going to hire somebody that's managed before. So I think Corey's got that one absolutely nailed, and I think that's going to be an easy $20 for him. But you never know. I mean, there could be, you know, a candidate that's either for the Dodgers or the Red Sox still in the World Series that they go after, but by all the local baseball experts, it doesn't seem like that's the case. Do you have any scooping while pooping insights on the Twins' new manager?
I don't, but I've just always had a feeling, you know, Falvey and Levine, just young guys, analytic guys who, you know, they kind of want to do it their own way. And now that Molitor is out, I think they're just going to kind of do it their way. And I don't think their way is hiring an older, established, you know, guy like a Mike Socha is kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to hire their analytics guy. And I don't know. I love it. I just do something different. Mix it up. I really don't like the poll ads way of doing business.
Yeah, it's not been a good thing the last few years. It's just very, very apathetic. And unfortunately, this town's already got one big apathetic team. It's like, we don't need two. So, yeah, hopefully they do something to shake it up. The next bet, we got three more to go here. I love this one, too, because I already have a vision in my head of this bet. But it's a hockey bet, $50, and, quote, a bunch of old El Paso stuff with Kenzemius. Kenzemius took Alabama and Clemson versus the field. So, and this is to win the national championship. So Kenzemius has Alabama and Clemson. Hockey has everybody else. I already have a vision of Chris Hockey walking down the aisle at Byerly's looking for El Paso stuff, because I don't see Alabama or Clemson not winning the national championship. In fact, I tweeted out, Oddshark had posted odds. It was Alabama versus the field, and Alabama was -130 versus the field. So and on top of it, Kenzemius is still getting the best other team even available. So I don't know. I haven't been able to find a line for what Alabama and Clemson versus the field is, but that's got to be like -180, -200, something like that. Yeah, it's like a 70-75% bet there. So I think hockey's going to be doing some shopping.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's pretty safe to say.
So that's a good one. The next one was Sauce Bet Hockey, $100 that the Packers finish with the worst record in the NFC North. Sauce got lampooned on Twitter for this bet, and I absolutely love this bet because it could definitely happen. If you look at the standings, the Packers are only a half a game ahead of the Lions and the Bears. You know, the Lions and Bears aren't playing terrible football. They both look like, you know, 500 teams, somewhere right around, you know, 7-9, 8-8. The Packers have an extremely difficult schedule upcoming. They got four of their next six on the road. They're going to LA this week. They're going to the Patriots next week. Very likely that the Packers are going to be sitting at 3-4-1 in 2 weeks, and they're going to be in last place if they're at 3-4-1, I'm convinced, because I don't think the Bears and Lions will lose two in a row. So I have a strong feeling that at least for a while, Sauce is going to be winning this bet. And who knows? I mean, if you know, something happens to Rodgers, the bet's over. Sauce has it won. If something happened to Rodgers, and even if it doesn't, the Packers just don't seem to have any mojo. It's like the games they've won this year, they've been fortunate to win them. I think the Vikings are definitely the class of the division. So I don't know. I think this bet's going to be way closer than the Twitter experts seem to think initially.
Right, and they still have to come here, and they still have to go to Soldier Field to play as well. So, yep. I mean, their schedule looks tough. I like it. I like that we're talking about it. I like that they have a chance to finish fourth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be tight. And if they don't, it's going to be like by that half game. That stupid tie is what's going to save them if they don't, because I could see the Packers going like 8-7-1 and like the Lions and or Bears going 8-8, and the Packers avoid it by like half the game. So, and either way, since they do have that tie, it's pretty likely this bet will go one way or the other. It's very unlikely that you'll see a push on this bet. So, and although technically there won't be a push on the bet because Sauce said they had to finish last. So So if they were theoretically tied, I think Sauce would still lose the bet because they wouldn't be last. So, but yeah, that's definitely an interesting one. And the last one is also a Packer bet, and it's a new one this week. It was Hockey and the Packers. Hockey took the Packers +9 versus Sauce and the Rams for $50. It's the biggest underdog Rodgers has been in his career. They're getting 9 points on the road at the Rams. I don't know how they're going to stop the Rams. So unless Rodgers is firing touchdown drive after touchdown drive, I think I'm on the Rams side of this one.
Yeah, I don't know that I would bet money that I would take the Rams -9.5, but I for sure wouldn't take the Packers +9.5. I mean, the Rams honestly look unbeatable. They got it on defense. They got it on offense. They kind of control the ball, and, you know, they can kind of keep it out of Aaron's hands. The other thing is that, you know, they're coming off a bye, so he's going to be fresh. You know, he's got another week to give his to get his knee to heal and everything. So I don't know. He likes when people doubt him. He seems to play well.
Yep.
When people doubt Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. So we'll see. So that was a new one this week, and that is your full bets update.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
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 All right, and we have the power trip quotes of the week, and we have a first ever clean sweep this week by Chris Hockey. All three statements are made by Hockey. No Sauce, no Tommy this week. It's just all Chris.
I was going to say, of course it is. It's all Chris, because Chris runs the Power Trip Quotes account, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm Chris Hockey. we are the same.
Right.
So this is number three. This is me / Chris Hockey.
You like love, and you marry, and you have kids, and you're having a great time, and things are great, and you need each other. And then you need your damn life back.
Nice.
I laughed so hard. Oh, that was just really, I mean, it seems like he's kind of going through that whole, midlife crisis or whatever, but he just kind of opened the vein today. I don't know if it was a bit or if he was just in a weird state of mind, but I thought it was so funny.
Right. I'm like waiting for him to show up in South Dakota tomorrow.
Oh, right. All right. Well, number two, again, Chris Hockey from today.
I'd love what? A three-layer McDonald's.
Sometimes
you want a regular.
You know what? I'm sorry I asked. Here's your pillow. Just sit there and be quiet. Just look out the window. Look at all the things you'll never own, because you'll never have a good job. Just...
I love the tone of his voice when he goes, I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the ones that he just goes down and starts rambling. And, oh, I love those quotes. He's had a couple of those this year. Just genius. All right. And number one, Chris Hockey from October 18th.
The thing that he detests, that she's obsessed with, that is her thing.
Like, right. What's
everybody's
the thing?
Gonna have their thing.
Yeah. What's the thing, Hockey, you're really into that your wife isn't?
Sex.
Of course.
We know that those are three of his favorite things to do.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Chris is lots of honesty from Chris this week, apparently.
Yeah, I think he prides himself on being an honest guy, and we got the best of Hockey this week.
Definitely.
So those were the quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. This week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do Tommy's Notes, and then we will talk about the After Party podcast. So starting off with Tommy.
And now, here's another installment of How Much Do We Love Tommy Olsen?
I narrowed this down a little bit. So we've got just 10 different notes that Tommy had from his Tommy's Notes section. And we'll start with his comment that he feels that the power trip with just meat sauce would still be good, which I don't necessarily disagree with that. But I, in my mind, the first thing I thought of was, has he heard of the show called Saturdays with Sauce? Like, this platform
has he
already
not been listening to that show?
Right. It's like the platform already there. If you want to hear a show with just Sauce and not Corey and Chris, it exists. It's called Saturdays with Sauce. That cracked me up, but I understand what he meant, like just in the context of what they were talking about, like if the Power Trip was just Sauce, but no, no, it just struck me as funny.
Yeah.
The next one was another moment of pure honesty from Tommy. He said that MTV Jams got Tommy to know Little T. And of course, we all know who Little T is.
Yes. Yes, we all know who Little T is.
Were you a big MTV Jams guy?
No, honestly, I don't even know what they're referencing. I was a TRL, like I watched TRL after school and everything, but I honestly, I don't know what MTV Jams is.
He said that if he ever meets Kevin McDermott, he's going to say, "Hey, Kevin, give me four."
Great joke.
Of course. I thought that was good. This one I kept in here just because I just love the thought from Tommy. But he mentioned how, and of course, I don't even remember what the, if there was any context at all, but he mentioned that he contemplated what would happen if birds decided to not fly south for the winter.
Oh my God. Think of the storm that was brewing in his head with that one.
I know.
I mean, it's a deep thought. I like it, actually, but that's right, just right. So funny. It can seem sitting contemplating that with Eddie.
Yeah, of course, with Eddie. 100%. He said that Mighty Ducks 2 is the best movie he's ever seen, and that generated his senior quote, which of course took off, and which is simply, pride.
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 No, D2, there's been people, you know, very opinionated with which Mighty Ducks movie is the best. It is hands down, by far and away, D2 is the best Mighty Ducks movie.
You know, I only saw D2 once, and I saw the first one about 15 times, so I, it's one of those where I definitely, before I cast judgment, I need to go back and watch D2 again, because apparently it's not there, it's closer than it would be in my mind, and like I said, I think I'm influenced by the fact that I just saw one way more than the other, but all I remember from 2 is just the rollerblading at the beginning, and I don't remember a whole lot after that, so I need to go back, because there certainly was a swell of momentum for D2 being the legit one.
Yeah, and it's probably because I've watched that one way too much too. But also a note on D2: look up the Trinidad and Tobago tie-dye hockey jerseys. Those are sweet.
Oh, that sounds sweet. I will have to look those up. The next one, this I left in. This is a pro move, and I had never heard of this before. Putting a straw in the popcorn at the movie theater and pouring the butter down the straw to ensure that you get a balance of butter in the popcorn. Freaking genius.
Absolutely genius. I've never heard of it before in my life.
Oh, that's all I'm doing. I can't wait to go to the kid will probably want to go to some movie here in the next couple weeks. And I'm like, I am absolutely doing this move. I'm like, that is genius.
For sure.
The next
one.
Yeah,
I'm trying that ASAP.
Yes. The next one is a little bit of, there's like different versions of Tommy. And this one I put in the category of sad Tommy. Tommy had to go to Men's Warehouse to get a suit for his first communion.
I know. Oh, yeah, it was kind of a, oh man, I don't know.
And I'm 90% sure that Meat Sauce followed that up with a, "You're fat."
Piling on.
Oh yeah, of course. Poor Tommy, but we know because I think that was in the context when they were talking about how, hey, everything has worked out. You know, you were a big kid, but look at you now. You're slaying it. You got Old Bay.
Right. It all worked out.
Absolutely. He mentioned that he likes Bob Kurtz, the Wild play-by-play announcer. And then he did a Bob Kurtz impression. I don't think Kurtz's job is in jeopardy yet.
No, it kind of resembled Kurtz, though. It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't the worst. There are hockey impressions that are way worse, so I guess I will give Tommy the benefit of the doubt on that one. he mentioned that coconut flavor sucks, except for pina coladas, which 100%. Like, I went to a luau the last time I was in Hawaii, and, you know, they've got, like, fresh coconut there, and it's coconut milk right out of the shell, and I'm like, this is going to be awesome, you know? And I'm like, I'm, you know, all in. I'm like, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to try every weird exotic thing. You know, I'm just fully going to get into this. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks. And then there's, like, these, like, buy, you know, water drinks or whatever that you get at Costco. We bought a case of it. Every flavor in that case is awesome except the coconut. It sucks. It just sat in the fridge, and we finally just threw the bottles away because it's awful. So 100%, Tommy. But I'm totally on board with the pina colada.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think coconut water tastes like sweat.
Oh, that's being generous. Ugh. And then, of course, the last one is the famous one, generated a ton of buzz, and that's that Tommy uses the same towel for 2 to 3 weeks. Now, at least he followed this up by saying that he uses only shampoo if he's going to shower later. So he'll use shampoo as both shampoo and soap if he's going to shower later. So to me, that slightly redeemed it, but come on, using the same towel for 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think this is a classic case of he doesn't know any better. You know, I mean, he's really tight with his mom, but he's been around, you know, the Mikey and, you know, Eddie and all the, you know, I just think of him as a, you know, in high school, he probably just hung up his towel in his, you know, football locker and probably used it for the whole season. Like, oh. He probably just doesn't know any better.
Oh, that poor towel.
Yeah, oh God.
that probably smelled worse than hockey gear. It's like, oh, I can't imagine.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I washed like every towel in my house this last week after he was on, and yeah, I mean I normally go 2 or 3 times, but now I think I'm overthinking it, and I'm ditching those towels after one use for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I used a different towel every day for like the first 4 days after that episode. I was like, oh my God. now I'm more on the 2 to 3 day cycle, but yeah, I became a bit of a germaphobe for a couple of days.
So, yeah, I did too.
So that was Tommy's notes for this week. Great, great stuff as usual from Tommers. I'm always looking forward to Thursday morning. All right. The last thing we wanted to cover tonight was the After Party Podcast. We haven't really talked about this since it came out. Of course, the After Party Podcast, if you don't know what that is, then where have you been? But it is just the podcast that the Power Trip guys do, usually with one of their guests after the show. And they just talk about whatever and use lots of colorful language and lots of colorful stories that are not suitable for 5:30 to 9 a.m. on radio. And I don't know, I'll just open it up to you. What are your thoughts after, I think they're probably through about 2 weeks of it now that they've been doing it. So what's your overall impression?
Well, I think it's awesome. I think the listener gets to get a more behind the scenes and, you know, behind the curtain look at some of these guests, especially like I really enjoy listening to Ben Lieber and stuff on there, and, you know, Mark Parrish's stories of,
oh my,
you know, hockey locker rooms, and that, oh my God, that goalie story and on the island was just had me rolling. I mean,
I know.
It feels like you're sitting there talking to the guys, you know, after the show and when they're not on the air.
Oh yeah, that whole story. Like, I played goalie. I'm like, oh okay, I obviously didn't do it right. I had I had zero goalie experiences that were like that. Oh, classic.
No, I loved when Lieber was on last week when he talked about his he wasn't even on the show that day, but he came in because he was doing a thing with Ellie for like whatever, the Humane Society. And then he goes off on that cat story. I don't know if you listened to that one, but so hilarious. Like, he just absolutely hates cats and dropping F-bombs and just talking about like killing cats.
Oh, yeah. It's like, wow. Let's find out how you.
It was just feeling. he got so aggressive about it. It was funny.
Absolutely, yeah. I I definitely loved the and hopefully he'll do several more of them. When Rosie was talking about like sports back in the 70s and kind of the sports culture and stuff, because one of my very first, you know, heroes was Tommy Kramer. Like, I loved Tommy Kramer when I was a kid, you know, and I remember the Ahmad Rashad Hail Mary, and that was, you know, that was the play of my Vikings life until the miracle last year. And, you know, it was just, it was really cool to kind of hear, you know, because I had heard, you know, I obviously wasn't old enough at the time, you know, I was just a little kid at the time with Tommy Kramer, but, you know, you would kind of slowly hear the stories about, you know, like some of the carousing that Tommy did. And it was kind of fun to hear Rosie's perspective on all that and kind of what, you know, what life was like covering sports back in the 70s. And I'm sure, you know, a guy like Rosie, he's heard it all. And it would just be, it'd be fun to just, you know, throw out a name, like just have an after party podcast and just say, okay, let's talk about Dino Ciccarelli, and have Rosie give like his top two or three Dino stories, you know? And, those stories are awesome. It's just, it's so fun to hear.
Yeah. It just feels like you're having a beer with the guys after the show, which I think is a really, really cool atmosphere. And I just really enjoy it, and I'm glad that they do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope my only slight concern is I hope that, cause they're doing it every day, and I hope if there's a day where they just really don't have a topic or anything that they want to talk about, that they don't just force a show, you know, that they just kind of keep it to like, oh, hey, you know,
Chris, yeah.
Like today, Chris, I nearly wet myself today when Chris was telling, and I've heard him tell the story before, but the way he, you know, cause he can use a little more colorful language in the after party. When he told that story about him and his DJ singing Crazy Train while they were drunk on the air. I mean, I'm not kidding. I was in tears just listening to that story. And that's what I love. It's like, I love when they have like, you know, a topic or a guest or something where it's like, you know, we're going to talk about this or tell a real funny story and stuff like that. Cause I'm like, I would rather, you know, only get it like two or three times a week when it's like a real hilarious story than, you know, trying to force it every day. But I mean, so far it's fresh. I mean, it's definitely, you know, not lost any steam or anything, but that would be, if I have any concerns about the After Party podcast, that would be the only one. But so far they're batting 1,000 in my book. So
yeah, for sure. I love it.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, I think that will do it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. We've got a couple cool things planned for the next couple shows coming up, and a couple more things for the rest of this year. So hope you keep listening, and we'll definitely alert you to that stuff. Dave, you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I, of course, am at PowerTripBets. So follow us there to keep up with all the latest goings-on of the Power Trip. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.
I am coming back.